Good afternoon. A low pressure center along the eastern seaboard is pushing rain into coastal sections of New York and New England. And as it tracks up the coast, most of the rain will remain off of the eastern seaboard. Temperatures will be allowed to climb, still with some sunshine, especially near the Canadian border, and average out in the mid-50s by the end of the day. The upper level part of this storm is pivoting through the Ohio Valley and into the northeastern part of the country. This upper level system will bring us a good chance of showers by late in the afternoon in the Catskills and Mohawk Valley and for the rest of the region after dark tonight. Along with the showers, we'll have areas of fog and drizzle with temperatures back into the lower 40s. This system will continue to move out tomorrow. Still some leftover showers possible in the morning. Partly sunny skies in the afternoon with highs back into the mid-50s. Another system currently moving through the Rockies will head into the Great Lakes tomorrow and into our region on Thursday. Moisture associated with this system will be filtered from the Gulf of Mexico, and there's a good chance of rain as we get into Thursday morning and especially in the afternoon. An increasing southerly wind will push temperatures into the mid-50s. This storm will tend to intensify as it heads through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada later in the week. After it moves through, the wind will flip around to the west-northwest and become gusty on Friday, ushering in cooler air. And with mostly cloudy skies, we run the risk of a few passing showers Friday afternoon with highs in the lower 50s. More cool air coming in on Saturday with a gusty northwest breeze and passing showers with highs staying in the upper 40s. Finally, high pressure will build in to bring us back to sunshine on Sunday with highs near 50 and back into the lower to mid-50s with dry weather on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Kate, located about 280 miles north-northeast of the northwestern Bahamas and moving toward the north at 17 miles per hour. A turn toward the northeast at a faster forward speed is forecast later today, followed by an even faster east-northeastward motion tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Kate is expected to remain well offshore of the east coast of the United States and north of Bermuda. Maximum sustained winds are near 60 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast during the next couple of days, and Kate could become a hurricane tomorrow. Meanwhile, an early season snowstorm is ejecting out of the Intermountain West and out over the plains. Blizzard watches and warnings have been issued for the central high plains of Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado. While snowfall totals on the high end will only be 2 to 5 inches, the wind will gust up to 60 miles per hour, causing considerable blowing and drifting snow, lowering the visibility to near zero at times. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Orlando, Florida, to a low of 8 at Alamosa and Waverly, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain near 60, Boston increasing clouds with the chance of showers this afternoon in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy with rain and highs in the lower 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 50 degrees, the average low, 33, the record high, 72, set in 1931, and the record low, 16, in 1965. Sunrise this morning was at 6:40 a.m., sunset this evening at 4:37 p.m., 9 hours and 57 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to some clouds today with highs in the mid-50s, cloudy with showers tonight and lows near 40. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today and highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today with showers possible this afternoon, especially in the Catskills, and highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy with showers tonight, fog and drizzle as well, with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers developing today and highs in the mid-50s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing and thickening clouds today with a chance of showers by late afternoon and temperatures in the mid-50s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some leftover showers in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with rain likely Thursday in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler Friday and Saturday with passing showers from time to time. Lower 50s Friday, upper 40s on Saturday. Mostly sunny and 50 on Sunday, and a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-50s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.